KB2HXS mobile.
KB2HXS, W4DJW. Is it safe to go outside without any rain?
Well, all I can say is it's not raining right now. How's that?
Yeah, I know. I've been, I got a new airplane transmitter, and I've been moving my airplanes over from the old transmitter to the new transmitter, taking advantage of all of this rain. But I figured at some point this rain has to stop, and I have to start going back to the airfield.
I hope so. I got to get back to work. My list is growing.
Well, a good break every now and then is important, right? Take a break, reset, and then get the build up some energy to plow through another mountain of work.
Well, that is true. Fortunately, the mountain is down to a molehill now, so I just got little bits and dribs and drabs to go out and take care of, nothing major. Everybody's up and running. I'm going to a house right now. It's a rental. And you know how much I love working on rentals.
Is that because they're not as well taken care of as the people that own their own?
Yeah, you can say that in a sense. Basically, yeah, because the rental company and or the owner of the house, they don't do the proper maintenance on the system. And then they call when it's broke down, and then you're expected to be there like yesterday. And unfortunately, sometimes this time of year, that doesn't happen.
Well, as long as it gets done, I guess, I don't know, you don't want them in too much misery, but also there's limited quantity of supply to meet the unlimited quantity of demand.
Well, usually I have a good supply of parts and pieces and, you know, capacitors, things like that. When I, usually in the summertime, I increase my supply of capacitors and relays and things like that because I know, you know, if I'm somewhere, you know, way out of town where the supply house is not around the corner and I got to drive an hour away, that just bugs me because I have the parts with me, so I can just go to the back of the vehicle, grab what I need, and then I just get online and reorder it right then and there.
Well, that reminds me, I need to go get my, take my covers off of mine and take some pictures of the capacitor so that I, and then go order a couple of them just so that I have them sitting around for when they do go bad, because that's going to happen, right?
Basically, yes, your capacitor is your weak link. And what you have to be careful of, like, you know, many instances what people will do, and, you know, they don't know, and I get that. Well, the air conditioning is not blowing cold. Let me push the thermostat down more. And then what they wind up doing is overheating the compressor because now the compressor is trying to start with no capacitor, and it heats up, and it opens up on overload. And then you got to get the hose in there and cool it down and all this other stuff. So what I try and explain to people is if the air conditioning is not working, shut it off and run the blower only to move the air around and open your windows.
I have one, while I cut the grass, I think of things like this. Often while I'm cutting the grass, I'm thinking, those capacitors are kind of like oil in a car. Maybe they just need changing every now and then on a regular schedule, whether they're good or bad.
Not necessarily. I don't like doing that to people because that kind of is in that gray area of unnecessary work. Now, I have a field piece clamp meter that has capacitance. I can read a capacitor, so I can let you know if it's, you know, got life in it or, you know, it's on the fringe. Because there is a plus or minus like 5 or 10%. If the capacitor is reading, it's supposed to be a 45.5 or a 35 by 5. As long as it falls within that 5%, you know, if it goes down to 32 or 33, I'd let it go and, you know, check it again in a few months.
I got a Fluke that'll read capacitance, a Fluke meter. Can you measure them while they're in the circuit, or you got to like pull that circuit breaker?
You have to unplug the wires on the top of the capacitor. Yeah, you really, because then you'll be reading through the components, and you don't really want to do that. There is, I know there's a guy online that was watching. There is a formula to read the capacitance while the unit's running, but I don't suggest that because it's not super accurate. You have to actually take the capacitor out of the circuit, of course, pull the disconnect so you don't get shocked. Take a screwdriver and just short the, you know, short the points to where the wires go on, just to, you know, dump out the capacitor, and then you go from your common to your herm, which is a compressor, then common to fan. That's how you measure them.
I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to take the time away from flying and go do a little house maintenance every now and then.
If I get a minute, I'll come over and show you how to do it. It's pretty easy.
Well, I need to pressure wash them, too. I'm embarrassed. They look like they've been sitting out in the woods for 3 years.
Not. Absolutely do not put a pressure washer on a condenser. No, no, no.
Not the condenser, the outside of the housing, the metal part of the housing, and the wall behind it needs pressure washer too.
Let me say it again. Do not put a pressure washer on that unit. No way, no how. Please. You will destroy it beyond belief.
You're talking about hitting the fins in the condenser?
Yes, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. I don't do enough maintenance to them anyway, but I do clean the outside of it and the concrete pad that they're sitting on from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, you can use, there are different chemicals that you can use that I have also that is non-caustic for the outdoor unit. It's more of an alkali-based cleaner, and it does a really, really good job for the coils without hurting them at all. There's a couple different chemicals you can use, you know, soaps and things, but you got to cut them. They're concentrated. But, I try and explain to people, please don't put a pressure washer on them coils. You bend them fins over with the force of the pressure washer, or you could actually, you can blow a hole through the copper, and then we're really in trouble.
Is that Purple Power that you use, the concentrated cleaner?
You could use that. That's a general soap. But what I use is a product called Foam Bright, and it's an alkali-based, and you use it sparingly. I have the new Calgon foam gun, which has got a little quart container you screw onto, and you fill up a little bit with the soap, and then there's an adjustment on there as to the percentage of mixture that I go to the highest percentage, you know, like 10%. Or 10 to 1 or something like that. It's 10 to 1, and that puts enough on there and does a good job.
Yeah, I got to take a break from having fun and do some work. I got some guys coming to trim the trees. They're coming in on my house from both sides. So I got some guys coming, but I imagine they've been delayed by all this rain that we've had. I haven't heard from them, but they said when I come to the top of the list, I will hear from them. But I'm going to let them get done and gone before I start that. I don't want to be in the middle of that, and then all of a sudden they show up.
Oh, no, I get that. Yeah, get the trees done first, then pressure wash the house.
I was looking at these, like at Home Depot, they have these lifts that you can rent. And I was looking at some that aren't from Home Depot. They're from other places. I just did a general search for renting those lifts. And you can get one that goes up to, and the longer you keep it, the less it costs per day to rent it. I found one that you can get for like $1,200 for a week, and it'll go up to 60 feet. And that would be more than enough to pressure wash my whole house. The hard part about pressure washing my house is moving the ladder because it's a second story all the way around the house. So it's a lot of work to move a 30-foot ladder.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think I rented one of those lifts like last year. Or almost a year and a half ago. It's a 30-foot bucket lift, and I know they have a 50-foot bucket lift, which I want to get this year, and I can work on my tower. I can put that last section up on my tower without having to climb it. I might do that this year.
So you're okay with renting the lift? Is any of the ground that you had to use the lift on uneven? That's the thing that bothers me. I don't want to get it up there in the air and that thing tip over.
Well, this has outrigger arms that come down and it self-levels the unit.
And can you pull it around in the yard with like a lawn tractor or something that doesn't tear up the yard? If you got like a sprinkler system, I'm afraid I'm going to run over a sprinkler head and destroy it if I put anything heavy out there on the yard.
So it is pretty heavy. When I picked it up with my vehicle, the back of my vehicle went down a little bit. So yeah, they're got a little girth to them.
Yeah, that's the only thing that worries me. I'd like to find a light one that you can pull around with a tractor. Right. I think Home Depot has those. I need to go look at them. But I did look at the cost to rent them from Home Depot. And because it's so convenient, they cost more than people that specialize in that area. The people that specialize in there, you get more for the same amount of money for a longer period of time.
Okay, well, yeah, when it comes to the big box stores, yeah, I guess there's a certain amount of convenience that's there. So, yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more, probably going to pay a premium. I forgot what I paid. I know it was a couple of $100s. I rented it for 24 hours. And the funny thing was we went to pick it up one morning, and we got it home, and they forgot to give me the key for it. So we had to run back and get the key, and they extended our rental a couple hours as a oops.
Well, that was nice of them. I'd like to do that, to do the pressure washing, and then if that goes well, I'd do it again a second time to do the painting. And that would be a whole lot cheaper than hiring somebody to do it.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think your four-wheeler will pull it around. I don't know. I could be wrong. I might be wrong about that. But, my car struggled a little bit. In fact, a friend of mine came over with his Jeep, and we put the ball hitch in his Jeep, and he drug it around the yard for me. I was like, thank you.
That's a good idea. I could probably do it with my Toyota pickup. It's pretty lightweight compared to the bigger trucks.
Wind weight on those things are quite heavy, so just be careful. KB2HXS for ID. I'm going to be at my location here in just about a minute or two, so let me get out of here, Dave. I will catch you later. Good luck. Be careful. And looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit. I'm over here in Lyman looking, I think, east, and starting to see a little bit of sunlight come through.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it. And, yeah, I might, if the sun comes out, I might go try out my new transmitter on some of the cheaper airplanes. Don't want to find out there's a bug in it on a more expensive airplane. Anyway, good talking to you. Stay cool. Enjoy the day. KB2HXSW4DJW.
Hey, you don't want to bug with the electrical system. You have to call Men in Black.